start our week off with our Trigg County FFA members, and they're joining me here in the studio this morning. We're going to start off and let them go around. And then, of course, our advisors are here today as well to talk a little bit about what's going on. Start off to my left here with Matthew. Tell us a little bit about you.
As you said, I'm Matthew, and
Matthew Smith.
Currently vice president. I'm basically in charge of helping out in the meetings and getting everything involved behind the scenes.
And on the end of our table here, Mr. Ethan Olcox.
As he said, my name is Ethan Olcox. I'm currently our president, and so that's been a great experience for me to get to see just more of what all goes into putting everything together. And it's not all just me doing it. It's getting to work with my officer team, getting to see them put out the effort that I haven't really been able to see from teams in the past, and we've just had a really good year.
What are some of the things that you guys, Matthew, what are some of the things you're involved in besides obviously an officer? That's a busy time, but what are some other projects and experience projects you're involved in?
Well, other experience projects that I'm involved with in the high school, I'm involved in Project Lead the Way, which is an engineering project with that engineering club. I'm also involved in Beta and helping out there in community service, as well as science club that is not currently working as well as it should be.
Well, hopefully it'll get there. Ethan, what about you? What are some things you're involved in?
Along with Matthew, I'm in the engineering club. I'm the president of TSA as well. And I'm also a member of both of Beta and NHS, so we try to keep it active in the school.
And tell me a little bit about you.
I'm Cooper Long. I'm currently the chaplain. I kind of do a little bit of everything, help with everybody. I'm really supposed to encourage spiritual growth among the members, and I try to do that as best as I can. That's about it.
Now, you ever sing?
No, sir, I don't.
You didn't get any of that gift from your uncle, huh? Uncle Bryce.
No, sir. Sadly.
I didn't know if Dad sung at all or not.
No, not really.
Your dad's been a good friend for many years, Chris Long with AT&T.
Yes, sir.
And what are some of the things you're involved in the FFA chapter besides what your officer?
I'm also with Matthew and Ethan in the engineering club. I'm in Beta with the community service. In the FFA chapter, I've really tried to, in years past, they haven't had much community service, and I've tried to hound that home, and we've actually done pretty good this year, if I do say so myself.
Good deal. Love to hear that. And so, another young lady, and tell me, have you remind me who you are?
Audrey Smith,
yeah. Tell me, Audrey, I should know that. Audrey, tell me a little bit about what you do in the FFA.
Well, I am the Sentinel for Trigg County FFA, and I help the president get everything prepared behind the scenes.
All right. What are some other things you're involved in besides just the, you do a little archery probably from time to time. What are some other things you do?
I do FCA, and I do Interact Club with Ms. Parker.
Busy young lady. Busy lady, that's for sure. And somebody hiding over here behind you. Come on up here to the microphone. You're not going to get out of that easy. What's your name?
My name's Tyler Freeman.
I thought that was you, Tyler. Yeah, hide like they're back there, like you're shy, huh?
Not really. I'll be all right.
Yeah. Tyler, tell us about some of the things you do in the FFA.
Right now, I'm the chapter secretary, and officer team, we don't really specifically do a certain thing. We all kind of help each other out to get stuff put together and help ideas grow and promote, our FFA chapter.
You're involved in a lot of other things in school, too. Tell us some of the other things.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can name off. I got 4-H, NHS, Beta, FCA. Competed in the Farm Bureau Outstanding Youth Contest this time. And I'm sure there's some more that I can name off, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Very good. Good to see you guys are very, very involved, obviously, in the school. And yes, Karen Olcox and Jody Pupul, the FFA advisors for Trigg County. And you guys tell me, Karen, first of all, you might just tell me a little bit about the FFA chapter in Trigg County.
Well, our FFA chapter has about 100 members or so. We've been trying to do a fun activity to get our FFA members involved each month, and so in the past this past year we had a Barnyard Olympic activity, and that was a good time. We've been bowling with the kids, we've had a hayride, so we've gotten the kids involved in that way. And Cooper didn't brag on himself too much, but he kind of had the idea that we should do the Christmas parade again. It's been many years since we had done that, and so he and all the other officers and some of our other members put together a really nice float this year, and so I feel like we've kind of gotten back into the community just a little bit with that.
Yeah, that was an impressive float. I saw it coming through the parade.
It was fun. They had a good time putting it together as well. So
yeah, that's part of it, making the float part of the whole project, isn't it?
Right.
What are some of the things you teach for the FFA and for Trickanny Ag?
Okay, I teach the freshman courses. I have two of those, mm-hmm. so I have a really great group of freshmen this year that have been really active. So I'm proud of them. I have couple of classes related to plants. I teach an introduction to greenhouse and crop production. So we take in a little bit of greenhouse plants, but also field crops. And then specifically greenhouse class. So that sale will be coming up this spring. And then I also have a forestry class, which is new this year. And what else do I have? Oh, I have an equine science class
this time. Okay.
So yeah, kind of variety of things.
You know, people think of Central Kentucky as being the equine capital, but obviously a lot of horses, a lot of equine in Western
Kentucky. A lot of interest. The kids have a lot of interest in that. So,
I think it's wonderful. Well, Karen, look forward to hearing about when the greenhouse is open, too.
All right. I'll let you know.
Always a highlight. Yeah, people always love to come to the greenhouse and get their plants for the year.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
Appreciate your hard work. And Jody Pupul, our other FFA advisor for Trigg County. And Jody, you survived the National Farm Machinery Show. You and Karen did, and all the students as well.
Well, we did. We had a great time. We had about, I think, 38 kids that we took, and had an outstanding time. Got a little bit iffy on the way home with the weather, but we managed to leave about an hour earlier than we'd planned and still were able to get a full day in.
I saw a couple of your students out in the hallway, and they said, yeah, we're leaving a little early. So yeah. That sounds like good. Tell us about some of the things you do in the FFA program.
Like Karen said, I guess I teach kind of some diverse areas too, primarily mechanics, but I teach ag construction, ag structures, small power, and ag electricity. And then animal science. I actually have a degree in animal science, right, so I still get to teach that one, but enjoy that class as well.
And you guys do those famous FFA tables every year for the Rotary Club, and I mean, those tables are something.
We do. I wish I had kept an accurate count of how many octagon picnic tables we had made for the community, but I think we're maybe backing off that plan a little this year and maybe going to do a traditional picnic table style.
Yeah. Tell you what, you guys give right back to the community through the FFA program. That's great. And, of course, National Ag Week, I'm sure you'll be busy during that week as well. Anyway, who wants to tell me? You guys always do some special things for FFA Week. Now, you're out of school today and tomorrow, but I think you have some things planned later this week. Who's going to what do you guys plan, Ethan?
So we like to have a little fun during National FFA Week because that's the one week of the year where we can really show out in school and show what we really are. And so we're just, like, on the different days, like any Spirit Week for any organization or for the school. We're going to have a couple different ways we dress up. So on Wednesday, we're going to dress as your favorite FFA advisor. So anybody out there that goes to Trigg County High School that's listening, you can dress as your favorite FFA advisor.
I like that. I think it's fun.
On Thursday,
they may be nervous, but I like that.
On Thursday, we're going to dress for our FFA careers. So any FFA career that you're interested in, you can dress up as. And on Friday, you're going to wear FFA t-shirts. And if you have any old FFA t-shirts, we encourage you to wear those, see what was out there before.
I like that, guys. And Tractor Drive Day, you guys will do Tractor Drive Day probably later in the year, Matthew, is that right?
I believe so. It'll be
during National Ag Week.
National Ag Week, okay. That's always a lot of fun. People love to see the tractors come down through town. But it's for those of you who don't have a cab, it can be kind of cold in February, too. So the way the weather is in February, we never know. Well, guys, ladies, thank you very much for FFA Week, for all you guys do. Enjoy FFA Week. Have a great celebration and keep up the great work.